talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and we're going right to the lines. Rocky of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Rocky?
Good morning. Yeah, I hope things get better instead of worse. So I can say I'm sorry that things are the way they are, but I think the law is part of the problem. And I think if anything does come of this, I hope some people are aware of, you know, you talk about the guy getting shot in the back. That was wrong. But it happened because he walked over the van or walked past into the van. I think the cop that shot him thought he was going to get injured or shot or knifed or get run over by the van. If you've got somebody with a gun there and they're a policeman, they tell you, hey, we got a warrant for you. We're going to have to detain you. It's not time to decide you're not there and walk away. You got to comply with the law. You put everybody in jeopardy. And he put his family in jeopardy by going over there. He wasn't there when he got shot. When they first told him, you know, time to come with us, he walked over to the van. I heard that one of the officers said something like weapon or knife. A knife in your heart will kill you just as fast as a knife in the bullet, or a bullet will. These guys are in hand-to-hand combat, as far as I'm concerned. As soon as somebody goes against their direct order, when they got a weapon, when they're showing a weapon, it's not, you know, you don't, if a guy's got a gun pointed at you, not the time to grab the gun. You're going to get shot. More than likely, you're going to get shot. I've had guns pointed at me by police and private people, and I'm glad I'm here to talk about it. You know, it's just everybody's adrenaline's off, and if you lunge at me and all I got to do is pull my finger, I don't even want to, maybe you get shot. And that, I think that's what happened in Kenosha. And then that stupid guy with a gun, Kyle, he fed off all that and brought it to town. Well, all at once he realized he might get shot with his own gun. I think the guy that grabbed at his gun, the first guy he shot, probably was going to, you know, maybe shoot him, not in the mouth. It all evolves when you're hand-to-hand combat and weapons are involved. It's dangerous for everybody around you. So stay out of riots unless you want to be in the fire. I don't want to say riots, but don't go to a place with a gun. I think it's okay to point your gun at the guy and not get shot when you do that either. The guy that pointed the pistol decided not to. Well, the officer in Kenosha, if he had his gun drawn and he'd asked the guy, you know, don't go to the van and pull on your van. I know some people keep a pistol right underneath the front seat of their van or an axe or whatever. That's, you know, he was going to the danger zone. His armory vault is probably what the cop's thinking. And if he wasn't, he should have been thinking that. You can't put yourself
okay,
in
well,
life
of things, Rocky. First of all,
like
I don't agree with you. I don't agree with
that's all right.
I think virtually anything you said. Secondly, if you've had guns drawn on you by cops and other people, you might want to start hanging around different places. You know, I mean, I'd put it that way. But I'll tell you this. First of all, with Jacob Blake, his three kids are in the back seat. The officer has his hand on his clothing. There was no gun. There was no knife. And the officer shoots him seven times in the back. If you want to stop him, under your theory, why not one time? Why pump him full of lead, number one? Number two, why any time? The point of the matter is there were other cops there. Hit him over the head with the gun. Throw him on the ground. Tase him. How about tasing him? You know, all
that's
of this stuff.
Idea.
That's number one. Number two.
That's a good idea.
Number two. When it comes to Kyle Rittenhouse, he was not a cop. And he's a little wannabe going down the march, pointing his gun at people. People see that and think he's threatening them. That is a criminal offense. You can't point your gun. The people that pointed their gun at you, Rocky, the non-cops, they committed a criminal offense by pointing guns at you. So you see a guy pointing a gun, threatening to shoot people, and these people are good Samaritans. They go in to try to disarm him. You can't say, for instance, that, okay, I commit a crime. I'm pointing my gun at somebody. Somebody comes to disarm me. I'm afraid he's going to take my gun from me and shoot me, so I get to murder him. You can't say that. You've lost the right to self-defense. You know, it reminds me of that Trayvon Martin thing down in Florida. This black kid's walking along, minding his own business. And a wannabe vigilante comes up with a gun and roughs him up, attacks him. The kid defends himself. Then the guy shoots the kid for defending himself, saying he's defending himself. The guy who started it can't do that. He was acquitted in Florida. They have a stand your ground thing. The kid who was attacked was standing his ground. If you attack somebody and they stand your ground, you can't murder them for standing their ground. That is murder.
No, he shouldn't have got away with that.
But he got acquitted. And Kyle was not a police officer, Kyle Rittenhouse. He's pointing his gun at folks. And, you know, this business of cops, you know, and in North Carolina, a bunch of cops go out to serve a warrant on a guy, and he's in a car and he drives away, and they pump him full of lead. They blow him out of the front seat and kill him. And then they say, well, we were afraid that he'd use the car to come after us. He was going the other way. The cop can always say, if his vanity is offended because somebody didn't obey an order to stop, I can kill him because he might come back and kill me. Well, no, that is not the way it works. If the guy is getting away, fine. Then you follow him at some point, and then he gets an extra charge against him. He gets extra time in prison. But you can't just shoot anybody. So, Rocky, you're a good man. I like it when you call in. I don't agree with anything you said. However, please start hanging around places where they don't point guns at you, because I don't want to lose you as a caller. Go to the lines again. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Hey, Matt, do you mind if I lighten up and talk about sports for a second?
Are you talking about the Packers? That shameful
game,
loss to
Vikings?
Is that what you're talking about?
The Badger game Saturday. I go to the game. I haven't been in quite a few years. Nice tickets that were given to me, so a friend and I go to the game. So I was really, you know, fired up to go because I want to see this Allen kid, and he's everything that he's billed to be in my mind and more as a freshman. And I refer to him as a true senior because he's actually a senior would be in high school. So we got this knob behind us that's just bagging on him in the first quarter. He's like, well, you know, he's got a lot of potential, but he's got a lot of room for growth, and his buddy's kind of like, what are you talking about? And he keeps on and keeps on. Well, he ended up the game with 228 yards rushing, went over the 1,000-yard mark, and he's only missed about three games early in the year because they didn't play him much. To which I said, you know, would you have been happier with him if he had bought your tickets? What else has this kid got to do with a fan like this? What a clown. He's arguably, after seeing him, and I watch a lot of college football, in my mind, he's one of the top three or four running backs in the country, period.
Well, the Packers need him, I'll tell you that. Actually, the Packers have good running backs. Luke is grimacing. The diva, Rodgers, yeah, he did throw for four touchdowns. Okay, he did throw for four. Three of them were in the fourth quarter. I like the kid. I like the kid a lot in Madison. If you get a knob sitting behind you, you know, at some point, call the usher and tell him to get away. But he's not going to
bring
him out just because he sees the kid on the field isn't as good as you say he is. But the Packers, then they lose a lineman, my God, you know. And there's a lot of drama going on. And you have the head drama queen, Rodgers. Don't cry for me, Packer Nation. The truth is I never left you. I can't sing, by the way. I sing like a bullfrog. Dick, thanks a lot for calling in. Glad to hear you went to the Badger game. I'm a Badger alum. Used to go to all the games when I was over there. Like it quite a bit. Great spectacle. Great university. It's terrific. I'm going to start discussing as we get to the break, which was the topic for this segment. The Build Back Better bill, the $1.75 trillion soft infrastructure, passed on Friday right after our show, 220 to 214. All Republicans voted against it. And one guy, Democrat, Jared Golden of Maine, voted against it, claimed it didn't go far enough. He's full of baloney. What he is he's trying to get elected in Maine. Maine has two congressional seats. And it's a quirky state. It used to be a very Republican state. Now it's somewhat blue, but not really. Angus King is there, the senator. He's an independent, votes Democratic. But Jared King somehow thought that that's going to help him. Anyway, it passed 220 to all the Republicans plus Jared Golden. When we get back from the break, I'm going to talk about what the constituent parts of it are. The very good things, and its fate in the Senate. Good news, bad news. The good news is that I think it is going to pass the Senate and become law. Bad news, it's going to take a 10% haircut, and Manchin is going to put his scalpel on it, and I'm going to explain that. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.